This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Governor Jared Polis today dropped the remaining mask requirements in the state, but it happens as COVID-19 case numbers in Colorado remain among the highest in the nation.
If you're not vaccinated yet, we do suggest, not order, but suggest that you continue to wear a mask in indoor settings around others.
Masks may still be required at events with more than 500 people. They will be required for childcare and healthcare settings and in any other business that requires them. But now, even teachers and students who are fully vaccinated can go maskless, Polis says, for the last few weeks of school if their school district agrees. Federal law enforcement arrested a man in Denver this week for participating in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee reports Hunter Palm faces four counts, including obstruction of Congress and violent entry of Capitol grounds.
According to the arrest warrant, one of Palm's relatives contacted the FBI shortly after the insurrection to report he had told them about entering the U.S. Capitol during the riot. Palm allegedly told the FBI he was pushed into the building, but security footage shows him walking in freely. Other videos show him entering Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office with a crowd where others were shouting about killing her, and then urging people to hack into a locked laptop. Images also allegedly show Palm sitting with his feet up on a conference table in the Speaker's office. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver's at 64 degrees. This is CPR News.